Prayer for the Sick, Chapter 3, Resting in God's Promises. It is our privilege to pray with the sick, to help them to grasp the cord of faith. Angels of God are very near to those who thus minister to suffering humanity. The consecrated ambassador of Christ who, when appealed to by the sick, seeks to fasten their attention upon divine realities, is accomplishing a work that will endure throughout eternity. And as he approaches the sick with the comfort of a hope gained through faith in Christ and acceptance of the divine promises, his own experience becomes richer and still richer in spiritual strength. With awakened conscience, many a troubled soul, suffering bodily ailments as the result of continued transgression, cries out, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. Make me thy child." It is then that the minister, strong in faith, should be ready to tell the sufferer that there is hope for the penitent, that in Jesus everyone who longs for help and acceptance may find deliverance and peace. He who is meekness and love thus brings the gospel to the afflicted soul so much in need of its message of hope, is a mouthpiece for the one who gave himself for mankind. As he speaks helpful, appropriate words, and as he offers prayer for the one lying on a bed of suffering, Jesus makes the application. God speaks through human lips. The heart is reached. Humanity is brought into touch with divinity. The ministers should understand by experience that the soothing power of the grace of Christ brings health and peace and fullness of joy. He should know Christ as the one who has invited the weary and heavy-laden to come to him and find rest. Let him never forget that the Savior's loving presence constantly surrounds every human agent ordained of God for the impartation of spiritual blessing. The remembrance of this will give vitality to his faith and earnestness to his petitions. Then to those who call upon him for help, he can impart the health-giving power of God's truth. He can talk of the words of healing wrought by Christ, and direct the minds of the sick to him as the great physician, who is light and life, as well as comfort and peace. He can tell them that they need not despair, that the Savior loves them, and that if they surrender themselves to him, they will have his love, his grace, his keeping power. Let him urge them to rest in God's promises, knowing that he who has given these promises is our best and truest friend. As he endeavors to direct the mind heavenward, he will find that the thought of the tender sympathy of the one who knows just how to apply the healing balm will give the sick a sense of rest and quietude. Clay to potter, Lord, make of me a vessel fit, through which thy gifts may flow to weary souls and eager feet, wherever I may go. If through afflictions I must pass, or sorest trials face, give me abundance of thy love, sufficient of thy grace. Mold me, O master workman true, when in the furnace fire, no trace of workman false allow thy plans to change or mar. Help me unflinchingly to yield my will to thine alone. Mold me as thou wouldst have me formed, and use me for thine own. Mrs. Emmy Hillhouse.